Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. And we have got an exciting show for you today. There is so much to talk about, of course, because sports is back. Basketball games, baseball games. There's talk about football, and it's just so much to get to. And we will do that over the next 3 hours. We implore you, we beg of you, we ask you to keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. However you may be listening, you won't be sorry. You will be entertained, you will be informed, you will be enlightened, and you will enjoy it. All right, let me call in my partner, Mr. Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. What's happening?
I am good, man. I am good. No complaints whatsoever. Life is good.
Even though the storm just blew through Jersey and the metropolitan New York area?
Yeah, it was tough. We, you know, some people lost power. We were fortunate. We didn't lose power. We didn't have any trees fall. We had, you know, we got some leaves and branches all over the yard. But other than that, we're good. And now it's beautiful. The weather is nice. So it was a scare for a moment. But otherwise, we've been good. But I know a lot of people have been impacted, even some of our friends. So definitely want to keep them in our prayers, especially on a worship Wednesday.
I saw,
and that's what it is.
Yeah, I saw some damage, some pictures. Friends sent some pictures from New York of trees toppled and things going on. And, of course, Southern California, we're doing just fine. 75 degrees and sunny.
Well, it never rains in Southern California.
It rains sometimes. They lied about that song. We've had in the winter, it's storms. Yes.
No, that doesn't work. Okay. Tony has done
everything's
it again.
Not funny. Everything's not funny. That's right.
All right. Well, we will be joined at the bottom of the hour by Eric Weddle, former NFL All-Pro safety. And, of course, he played with Lamar Jackson when Lamar was a rookie. So we can talk to him about Lamar and other things going on in the NFL. So it'll be good to get his vantage point. But let's introduce the Odd Couple crew, of course, on the ones and the twos. DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan, a.k.a. the Big A. A.K.A.
The Big A. I thought that was a stadium down in Anaheim, the Big A.
I guess that was his nickname before the Odd Couple show.
That is true.
The Big A.
Was it?
Yeah, before your guys' luscious show, me and Rob G used to do a daybreak show, and Mike North on there would always be like, that's my guy, the Big A.
Until the Big A.
Until you got a girlfriend, and then that changed it.
Oh, Rob.
All right, Craig Mellon is back. We haven't heard him in a while.
You know what? And his girlfriend, when Alice got, what was her name, Alice? Come on, let me have it. What's her name?
Her name was Jessica.
Jessica. And then, you know, her friend said, oh, yeah, I've heard your boyfriend on the radio with the daybreak show or whatever.
Oh, right.
And her girlfriend was like, wow, you know, that's cool. Yeah, they call him the Big A. And she said, sadly, it's only a stage name.
Oh, Rob.
That actually was pretty good.
That's not bad. Come on, Alex.
That was pretty good.
That was actually solid,
you,
Rob.
You got we're grayed on the curve. It's Rob. So,
that's what I'm saying.
That was actually really good.
That wasn't bad.
No, that was good, Rob.
I thought that was good.
We got to put that in your next stand-up comedy tour.
Those genre of jokes you're good with. I don't know what that says, what that means.
That's just where my head is probably most
something.
Of the time. Even on a worship Wednesday, I'll pray after the show.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, we got, of course, super producer Rob G. is in full effect. And on the updates, it is my man, David Gascon. All right, Rob. Look, the stuff in the bubble is fascinating. Fascinating. I mean, TJ Warren is looking like freaking Dominique Wilkins and George Gervin mixed into one. The Memphis Grizzlies can't buy a win. 0-4, I'm telling you, Portland's getting that spot. Portland beat Houston last night. And Luka Doncic. Luka Doncic. Other night, Rob, 34 points, 20 rebounds, 12 assists in a W over Sacramento. And that made him, at a guy that's 21 years old, 158 days, so 21 years, 158 days years old, or old, he becomes the youngest player ever to finish a game with more than, with 30 or more points, 20 or more rebounds, and 10 or more assists. Shattering, and this is true, shattering Oscar Robertson's record of 23 years and 12 days. So he's much younger than Oscar. He's a year and a half younger than Oscar Robertson was.
Was the game the same when Oscar played?
Was the game the same? It was actually much faster. So, yeah. I mean, there was just as much, probably more opportunity for rebounds back then, because they shot a lot more and they missed a lot more.
Yeah, but there were also, there were no threes. It's a different game. It's a different game.
So what are you saying?
Sometimes when you look at these stats or whatever, I just don't think they're fair comparisons on how the game was played compared to where they are now. And that's not to take anything. Luka's a great player.
So what year, the numbers back then.
I'm just looking at it and
like
saying.
There was a limit, unwritten rule on how many black players could be in the league. So Wilt and Oscar, they weren't facing.
No, I just say that the game is different. It's different from 20 years ago. The game is different. That's all.
Yeah, but the numbers.
And I think it's easier. I think it's easier to score and easier to do things now because of the way that you can't play defense on guys. That's all. And I'm not going to knock him or say he's not a great player. He's great, and he's done everything that you could ask for him to do. But I think a lot of the stuff we're seeing now is overinflated and a little different because of the way that the game is played. That's all. And that's not a knock on him. That's just putting it into perspective when you look at it. So everything now, everybody thinks everybody's the greatest who ever played now because of the way the game is.
A lot of people. Who thinks? They say LeBron, but LeBron came in years ago when the game wasn't played that much different.
Just a lot. I think that we're so quick and so apt to talk about what happened yesterday as if, oh, my God, this has never happened before. I just think it's different. I don't want to be a party pooper or Debbie Downer,
but I just think it's different. We don't take it away from Oscar Robertson. Now, some of the analytics guys did, actually. They tried to poo-poo his triple-double because the pace was so fast. And like I said, team shot a lot more. The shooting percentage was much lower. And so there were way more rebounds to be had than there are today. But nobody took away the fact that he averaged a triple-double for a season. And so I agree with you that it's easier to score.
It's easier to score.
The fact is his numbers are, even in this day and age, his numbers are unprecedented. You know, 20 as your second season to average 29 points, 9.5 rebounds, 8.8 assists. And here's the kicker, Rob. They're winning. They're going to make the playoffs in the Western Conference. So with all that said, I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to say it. Luka Doncic is the best 20-year-old in the history of the NBA. That's right. Do I need to repeat myself? Luka Doncic is the best 20-year-old in the history of the NBA. Now, keep in mind, Jordan, Wilt were not in the NBA at 20. So you're really talking about he's competing with guys like Magic Johnson, who was great at 20. Magic was the finals MVP, and had what I've often argued is probably the greatest individual performance in NBA history in game six of the finals. But that season, Kareem was the league MVP. Kareem was, you know, would have been finals MVP had he not gotten hurt the game before and not played. And so, and Norm Nixon, Magic may not, I don't even know that Magic led the Lakers in assists that year. I think it may have been Norm Nixon. And so LeBron was greatest his second year at 20, 27 points, 7 boards, 7 assists. Those are good. Not the same numbers as Doncic. Doncic's field goal percentage, I believe, is better too. Check that, Rob G, though. I'm not sure. And again, LeBron did not lead Cleveland to the playoffs in his second season. So who would be better? I mean, you're looking at...
Does Doncic have a better team than LeBron had his second year? Would you say he has Kristaps.
Well, other than Kristaps, I mean, you're talking about a bunch of nondescript guys. Tim Hardaway Jr., Dwight Powell. You know, nothing special.
But his number two guy isn't good?
Kristaps is good. Kristaps is good.
Anybody as good as that for LeBron?
No.
Okay. I'm just asking.
So I just think, are you denying it?
Yeah, I would take LeBron at 20 years old over him. I do not believe that just because he has a couple of points more or whatever that he's better than LeBron at 20.
I'm just giving you the playoffs.
I got it, but I think he has a better number two guy than LeBron had at the same time, which was different. And I don't believe that he's a better player than LeBron at 20. I would take LeBron. And I think that this is up your alley. You know, like everybody you see new is the greatest. That's like your new hook.
Really? Who do I say is the greatest basketball player?
I'm talking about new players, new guys who come along.
Why do I say Patrick Mahomes?
I'm just talking about new players.
Why do I say Jordan's the GOAT?
Every player that comes along,
new.
Dax Elite. Anybody who comes,
I never said Dax Elite. I said he's en route to being elite.
Who's now?
You're a journalist.
You know
accuracy is important. Don't sit here and say I'm making a declaration that I'm not.
Is Jordan-esque.
You're just cautious. This is up your alley. I can't. I gotta see more. How much more you gotta see?
And now Luka,
make a decision.
Luka and Dak won like 3 games over nobody to start the season, and you were like, oh yeah.
Luka
going to
and
the
Dak?
Super Bowl.
Is that what you just said? Luka
no,
and
I'm
Dak.
Just, I'm just giving you the names of
no,
guys.
No, I mean,
that's you,
that
though.
Mean? Luka
that's
and
fine.
Dak. How does Luka and Dak go together?
No, I'm saying you were on this bandwagon after he got off to a great start.
He's en route to being elite, and I stand by that. I never said he's elite.
Mahomes is Jordan-esque, but last year he went from, and we had a bet on this.
He won the Super Bowl.
I'm talking about his numbers.
Can I talk
his numbers? Last year, he went from 50 touchdowns to 26. He also didn't lead in
he
any statistical.
He missed 3 games?
That's he missed 2 games. Okay. And you know what? Drew Brees had more touchdowns than him and had three less games.
Patrick Mahomes or Drew Brees?
No, my point is.
Who was better?
That you can't use that as an excuse.
Who can't use it as an excuse.
My point is, last year, Mahomes didn't lead in any major category of quarterback. That's all I'm saying is that he went from the 50 touchdowns to he's Jordan-esque to middle of the pack with his stats. He went from 50 touchdowns to 26.
Did you actually just say middle of the pack?
Yeah, middle of the pack. Okay. He wasn't in the top 10 in any.
He's the best quarterback in football.
No, he's not. And that's why he wasn't number one.
Who's better?
Lamar Jackson's the best player in the league, and that's why he was voted the best player in the league.
Stop it.
He was
you don't
a unanimous
even believe that.
MVP.
I can tell by your voice.
Yes, I do.
You just want to be argumentative.
No,
you don't
I don't.
Believe that.
I just
you
can't. It's hard to sit here every day where everybody's great. Oh, my God.
Well, it's hard to sit here with you when you can't make a decision.
Everybody's great. I'm making a decision.
No, it's too early.
No.
If you talk about me being obvious. How about you, Captain Obvious? Captain Caution.
You're Captain Obvious.
He's only in his 8th year in the league. I need to see more.
Just,
what?
Can you watch the game and see who can play? Yeah, no. But this takes time before you can make these snap decisions. That's all.
Really? No,
yeah,
because
you know what?
Because
if we had a radio show
thing.
Back when Dan Marino had his second year and went to the Super Bowl, you would have been telling everybody he was Jordan-esque and he
really?
Was going to the Super Bowl 3 years in a row.
How do you know? Because
that's
that?
Who you are.
You
that's
don't know
who you
who
are.
I am at all.
That's who you are.
You don't
when it
know
comes
who
to
I
a
am?
Radio show, I do know who you
no,
are.
No, you don't. You
I'm
don't.
On the radio with you 3 hours every day. You say the same thing. I'm
really?
Not buying it.
How about Captain Caution? You know what? I got to see more. No, you don't need to see more. Do you watch the games or do you just look at stats? You just look at the box score. You can look. I can watch the game and know who's good and who's got Hall of Fame potential. I can do that. Now, maybe you can't. But don't come at me because you can't watch a basketball game or a football game and say he's got it. He can throw the ball. He can run the ball. He can shoot the ball. He can pass the ball. If you want to be Captain Cautious, be that. But don't come at me because I'm not afraid to put myself out there, unlike you. And let's see what the callers think. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369.
We'll understand what I'm saying.
69. That's fine. And they're right. I'm just saying I'm not going to let you call me out of my name and tell me who I am and what I am when you have no idea. I don't ever tell you who you are, so don't tell me who I am.
That's funny because you just called me, call me Captain Cautious, but now
that.
You said.
I called you that. I never
right then,
have
so,
said
so
this
then,
is who you are.
But what does that mean then? What does it mean? I'm not that?
It means you're cautious.
Okay, so what does that mean? You know me? You know how cautious I am?
Yeah, because you do it all the time.
Okay, just like you all do it all the time.
You want to get to the listeners or not? Is Luka Doncic the greatest 20-year-old in NBA history? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're brought to you by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's 15% on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Save an extra 15% when you switch by October 7th. Visit Geico.com to learn more. All right, I threw it out there. Luka Doncic, best 20-year-old we've ever seen. I mentioned in that discussion that I didn't think Magic led the Lakers in scoring or in assist his rookie year or when he was 20, and he didn't. Norm Nixon led him in assist. 7.8 to Magic, 7.3. But let's get to the calls. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in.
All right, Eric in Indiana. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
All right. Hey, Chris and Rob. Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah.
Wanted to say with Luka, I can't declaratively state either way. There is nuance and context here. The game, as Rob said, is a lot different. We've got expansion, and also, as Chris said, there are teammates to consider. I'm sorry, as Rob said, there were teammates to consider. So
yep, that's it.
I would say he's on a short list of any, you know, list
so
of great 20-year-old players.
Magic.
I'd say they're both on it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the short list. All right. I hear you.
I appreciate it, Eric. Thank
yep.
you, buddy. Don in Columbus, Ohio, you're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, Chris, no
yep.
way, no how, man. Rob is exactly right. Every single day, it's a new person who's the greatest in
who?
The world.
Okay,
man,
tell me who. Tell
this,
me who.
Man.
Tell me who.
You got to stop. Yeah.
Tell me
you
who.
You go with everything everybody say for real. You
give me a
Mahomes.
Name. Give me a name.
Like,
Pat Mahomes.
Like
what have
said,
I said
Pat
about
Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes?
Dak Prescott. Oh, he's the greatest. He's Jordan.
Oh, stop
he's
it.
The, I
don't
mean,
give me
come
Dak
on,
Prescott's
man.
Jordan.
Shut
I really
out,
said
Chris.
That. If you're going to call up here, come with facts.
He's
Chris,
coming with facts.
Dak,
Chris,
when I said Dak
out,
Prescott
man.
Is Jordan, that's not a
and
fact.
No, I said you said Pat Mahomes was, but check this out.
You're
not even that. You tell Rob all the time, you say, use your eyes, you can look and see. Well, you can look and see clearly that the game is changing, that Luka Doncic is not the best 20-year-old that we have ever seen. That's all I'm going to say, man.
Who is? Who is?
It's a couple people who was way better than him. Magic Johnson, LeBron James. It's a few people who was better than him now.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I wouldn't say Magic. I totally agree. Better. Don, I'm with
Come
you.
On,
nope, 100%. Jack in Vegas, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jack?
Everything good. First time caller, long time listener. Appreciate both of you guys, Chris and Rob. And so, Chris, I have to disagree with you regarding the best 20-year-old ever. One of the things I want to say briefly is we got to let it play out. So if Dallas was to win a championship this year, hey, man, it'd be tough for me to – then I'll maybe –
He
got to
win a
Magic.
Championship?
Bro, like, listen, like –
LeBron
even though,
didn't
even,
lead him to the playoffs.
Well, you mentioned, Kareem was the MVP of the regular season, but Kareem didn't play in that game six. I don't think we'll ever have anyone that'll drop 42, 15, and 7 and a chip.
I said it was probably the best
on a big stage with the game with on a
it's
big
a
stage. That's from a 20-year-old. I'm
20-year-old. I said it was probably the best individual game ever played. I never took anything from that game from Magic. Never.
Yeah.
But it was one game.
It's a heck of a game. But it's a champ. It's a finals
Magic
game, though.
Magic wasn't rookie of the year.
But he got
Magic,
that ring,
Larry
though.
Bird was.
And he got finals MVP, I believe.
But because of that game six. Not because of the whole series. Just, y'all got to know. I know Luka Doncic is in the MVP race. He's probably going to be in the top five MVP voters. What 20-year-old can say that? None. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all can call up with your feelings. I'm coming with facts.
Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Happy Worship Wednesday, fellas.
What's up, man?
Man, being it's Worship Wednesday, I'm going to pray for these amateurs Friday night. I hope they bring the content.
That's right. The first time Friday. That's right.
I'm ready to hear it. I'm excited about it. I'll be listening. I hate to say this, but I think it might be the first time ever I agree with Rob on basketball. I'm seeing prison bars, and the prison bars are the moment. And I see Chris Broussard locked inside of it. He's being a prisoner of the moment. LeBron, to me, is far better. It's not even comparable. I believe Lou Alcindor in college at the age of 20 was better.
Well, and I give you, but that's why we're not talking about that. If you want to say LeBron, fine, but we Jordan, I'm sure, was better at 20, but he wasn't in the pros. So yeah, I give you Lou Alcindor.
LeBron had around him. LeBron had zero around him, nothing, and you know, Luka's got some players around him. He's got some decent players.
He got Chris Stops. And he's got a great coach. All right. Is that it?
Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple.
All right.
Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hey, real quick, guys. I'm a Laker fan lifelong. Chris, you left out a few facts. They couldn't get Norm Nixon out of town fast enough to San Diego to get Byron Scott is why that happened. So that was just delayed. When Magic stepped on that court.
Why that happened? What do you mean?
Because you keep talking about Norm Nixon led them in assists. Well,
right.
He did, but when you watch the games, Magic Johnson was in control. He was out there. Norm Nixon had to defer, and they couldn't get that trade made to San Diego to get Byron Scott soon enough. That's the only reason why Magic didn't take that
Norm
over.
Nixon
he was a much
played,
better player at 19.
Norm Nixon played with the Lakers for like four more seasons. What are you talking about?
No, go back and take a look at that, Chris. Go back and take a look.
He did.
They had
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
I know that they had to get it out of his hands, so that's why they traded him. But he was with the Lakers until 1983.
Go by the eye test. Well, when that man stepped out there, you knew Magic Johnson was better. Look how long it took Luka, and the game was different. And LeBron James. Look how long when they stepped on the court, you knew that they were the best when they came out there at that age. You just knew it. You don't know that about Luka. You're just now starting to see.
Really?
He
averaged 20 as a rookie. What are you talking about? Dude's hating, but it's good. It's all good. It's the Odd Couple. All right, we got Eric Weddle, all pro safety coming up. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He was a six-time Pro Bowler, two-time All-Pro safety. Eric Weddle joining the Odd Couple. Eric, what's happening, man?
What's good, man? Thanks for having me on.
Hey, it's great to have you on, man. How is retirement?
Man, it was good up until about March.
Right.
Holy smokes. Man, I had a good routine of, I'd wake up, make the kids breakfast, make them lunches for school, drop them off around 8. And then I had about a good six-hour window to do whatever I wanted, whether it was golf, whether it was, run some errands, take a nap, and then, boom, that all got taken away. And I was a glorified teacher for 4 kids with my wife.
Wow.
It was tough, I'm not going to lie, to go from having a daily purpose every day for the last, 17 years to then going from having no purpose outside of trying to be a great dad and a great husband. I mean, selfishly trying to move on. I got thrust in the fire real quick. So I had some rough patches, but got through it and looking forward to some brighter days.
Eric, do you think, given the current situation, and we've seen a number of players opt out, if you were still playing, would you be interested in playing during this, or would you do you understand guys who rather not?
Yeah, I mean, I get that guys have unique situations for whatever reason. That's up to them individually. For me personally, I would be playing because this is a job and it provides for my family, and no matter what, I'm going to do whatever it takes to provide for them. And the reality is I played my whole career of not wanting the guy behind me to never, ever get a rep. I don't care what it was, practice, a meaningless OTA practice, to training camp. I took every rep because my biggest fear was I let that guy get a rep or I didn't push through an injury and I never saw action again. I got my job taken away and my career is done. So the reality is, that you take this year off, you're taking a high probability that that guy who stepped in for you is going to take your job, and you may not ever get back in the NFL again. So me personally, I would play, and if my wife and kids and they were worried or my immediate family were worried about being around me and not trusting who was what they were doing outside of the game, then I just wouldn't see him for 5 months because – that's what sometimes jobs have to do. You just have to do what's best for your family, and some guys are choosing the other. But I would play, and I would get through it and treat it like any other season that I was playing, trying to be great at it.
Eric, you, of course, were in Baltimore with Lamar Jackson his rookie year. And besides just the great, play he's had, both running and throwing the ball, it seems like his leadership is terrific. It seems like guys in that locker room have so much respect for him and follow him. Was that evident as soon as he kind of joined the team? Like, did you see something special about him, or did that take a while to develop?
It took some time. I mean, his rookie year, I'm close with Lamar and I love him and I'm one of his biggest supporters, but those first OTAs and training camp, I didn't think he would play at all. Just the inconsistencies he showed to be an NFL quarterback, it was so dramatic of a difference that he had a lot of work to do, needless to say. And then he got in there mid-season when Joe went down, and the team rallied. He just brought an energy, an aura about himself that we all believed in. We just thought, man, this kid, no matter what, we give him a chance defensively, get the ball back to him, he'll make something happen, and we'll win this game. And he just, guys gravitate towards him. And so I saw that the second half of his rookie year. I saw little things, man. The guy would, an O-lineman would be on the ground, and who would be the first one to pick him up? It would be Lamar Jackson, right? Like, you just don't see that out of a quarterback. You don't see those types of things. You saw how much he worked. I mean, this guy worked before and after practice, hours, doing footwork, doing mechanics, fundamentals, throwing motion all that first half of his rookie year. So in case he was ready, he would have to go in there. And, man, it carried over. And, golly, to take the league by storm, holy smokes, what he did last year was, I mean, I was still playing, but to know the majority of those guys, I mean, I'm not going to lie and say I wasn't sitting back and had a smile on my face watching what he did outside of him doing it to us on Monday Night Football. Holy gosh,
dog. Well, Eric, were you not surprised that that's, you know, when you talk about his season and obviously what they were able to accomplish, that other players had him as the number one player in the league going into the season after the year he put together?
No, not at all. I mean, he put up arguably one of the greatest seasons ever for a quarterback. I mean, the things that he did and how well they were playing as a team and to really build the entire offense and build a team around this guy, to give him everything imaginable to make this guy have success. I mean, you just don't see it from organizations. That's why Baltimore's one of the top organizations in this league. They went outside the box. They went out and got players that fit what they wanted to be as an offense and build around Lamar. And look how great he played. I mean, you wish more teams and more coaches weren't so stubborn in their philosophy and their programs as an offense, as a team, that to build around the player, not the player build around you. I mean, it very rarely works.
Eric, last year you, of course, with the Rams, your last season of your career, disappointing season there. Do you think this will be a bounce-back year for them, or that, you know, it's just a team that kind of had their little run and now they may struggle a little bit?
No, I think they'll bounce back. I mean, you look at that last season, and we lost a couple games. You know, every year you look at three or four games, if you're on the right side of those games, you're 11-5, 12-4, and you're in the playoffs. And if you're on the wrong side, you're 9-7, you're looking out. And we were that team. And, you know, that foundation with Sean and Les and the owner, it's top-notch. So I don't ever see them hit bottoming out. I think they'll reload. They're going to get a lot of youth in there. Obviously, a lot of older guys have moved on. They had to make some tough decisions, but that's life in the league. But they're up front. They're honest with you. And, you know, I think they'll bounce back, man. That's a tough division. And they got to go earn it. I know the new DC, the guys like them. They like the new wrinkles that they're putting in. And I think they'll be a pleasant surprise around the league. They're not going to be a pushover that many think they are.
Real quickly, a lot of people have said Sean McVay, ever since he got undressed by Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl, hasn't been as pretty. Where are you on him? I mean, he got a lot of rave reviews early, but the Super Bowl and last year and things, is he that guy? Is he going to be a Super Bowl winning coach when he got less than a minute?
Oh, of course. This guy is a leader of men. He's accountable. You know, not many coaches can get up there when the bullets are flying at you and put it on themselves, right? Look in the mirror, and I tried to be like that as a player. If good, bad, or indifferent, I always put it on myself, and I'll get it fixed so my other guys can just play freely and not worry about it. And he's exactly like that. I mean, he just gets it as a coach. He gets how the players feel, how to relate to them, but he also knows how to just get into you when you need it and demand the greatness. I mean, he demands greatness out of himself, and the players follow suit. So, I expect big things from him for a long time in this business, for sure.
That's Eric Weddle, former All-Pro safety in the NFL. Eric, great stuff, man. Good luck with that homeschooling this fall.
Yeah, thanks. I'm not looking forward to it, but I'll try to be great at it.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot, man. We appreciate the time. All right, it's the Odd Couple. More coming your way. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Worship Wednesday. And Rob, let's go to college football. The University of Connecticut is the first, they became the first FBS team to cancel their football season. And then they were followed by, well, not followed by, but the NCAA also canceled football games for divisions 1, 2, and 3. Let me read the quote from UConn for why they canceled the season. I thought it was telling. They said after receiving guidance from state and public health officials and consulting with football student athletes, we've decided that we will not compete on the gridiron this season. The safety challenges created by COVID-19 place our football student athletes at an unacceptable level of risk. I mean, that sounds very admirable to me. They're looking out for the health.
I think that they understand because of the nature of football and how you play the game and the proximity of the players and sweat and saliva and all the other stuff that goes with it, there's a chance that something bad can happen and something can be transferred to other players. So I get that, but it's still about the only reason why the major college football and the power conferences are still in play is it's financial. It's strictly financial. You know, we're starting school at USC in 10 days or so, and there are no classes.
Not even once a week,
in journalism, not where I'm teaching. So I don't know where at the rest of the university. So my point is, if you can't sit in a classroom with other people, how can you play football with other? It doesn't make any sense. And the only reason why UConn 2-10, they're not a great football program. Money's not an issue, and Division 2 and 3, money's not an issue. They're not making any big money off of it, so it's easy to just say, better be safe than sorry. But the bigger schools, it's about the TV contract.
I totally agree. And I think this is just, for anybody that didn't already know that, which may not have been a lot of people, this just makes it obvious. Why would the NCAA cancel Division 2 and 3 games and not Division 1? That makes no sense. If anybody is better equipped and has more money to protect the players, it would be the Division 1 programs. So, but yet, even still, they've canceled the other two, Division 2 and 3. And so, I agree with you wholeheartedly. It just shows that this is about money. And it's unfortunate because it should be first about safety and health for the students, because they're not getting money. They're not making anything. And you saw the Big Ten, right? That they came out and they made their list of demands. They're representing over 1,000 athlete football players in the Big Ten, and they're making COVID-19 related demands, which are great. But even with all that, if they get all that, will it be safe for them to play?
I don't know. I don't think anybody knows. And that's the hard part, is I just think the nature of the game doesn't lend for it to be a happy ending. And I want to see football as much as anybody else. I'm just not convinced of it. And I think that's why they have to take this and be very, very cautious. And I agree. I think the NCAA has set up a bad precedent for it to say that it's not safe for Division 2 and 3.
Right.
But it's safe for Division 1. That either no kids are playing or everybody's playing. It doesn't even make any sense. Where does the division and the level of play have to do with anything?
No, I agree. It's all about the money, and the NCAA is getting hit from all over. I mean, one, they're making bad decisions, but their greed is being exposed. And now you got the kids from the Pac-12 challenging them. You got the players from the Big Ten challenging them, and it's clear. I had a coach text me earlier. He thinks that the players, he said they should just pay the players and get rid of the student athlete stuff. Like a lot of them aren't student athletes. Just get rid of it and pay them and make it a real minor league. I mean, that was his thought. All right, we got 2 hours left. It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Keep it locked.